Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. And the sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Psalm 133, verse 2. It reads, "It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes." Now, what's he talking about here? Well, unity. Verse 1, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. We talked about that in a couple of previous podcasts. And now he says, it's like. Like what? That's not the image I would have chosen, being like precious oil poured on a head, running down a beard onto the collar of his robes. It sounds rather unpleasant, actually, and uncomfortable. However, of course, it had tremendous significance, this image to an Israelite, and there are parallels for a Christian of today. Oil is very important in the Old Testament. Exodus 29:7, Aaron is anointed with oil. Anointing, it says, anoint him by pouring it on his head. Exodus 30, verse 25, they're told how to make the sacred anointing oil, a fragrant blend, the work of a perfumer. It would be the sacred anointing oil. Leviticus 8, verse 12, he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him, set him apart, make him useful to God for the purpose for which he had called him. In banquets in those days, a generous host would treat people with a fine oil. He'd give them some when they came in for anointing their foreheads. It looked good. It gave a nice fragrance to the room, especially in a hot climate. The oil on the face would have looked much, it would have helped prevent drying out of the skin in that hot climate. It symbolized also to the people coming in and being treated in this way, the gift of God to the people, the responsibility on leaders. It was a sign of election and very closely to the idea of receiving the Spirit. These are the connotations for the Old Testament here, symbolizing God's presence, a symbol of the Spirit, bringing warmth, perfume, and ease, marking someone out as a priest. Indeed, as New Covenant people, when we see each other as God's anointed, our relationships are profoundly affected. We are surely more unified with each other when we understand that we're all to be God's anointed New Covenant priests. The oil for a priest was intended not only to be poured on the head, but also to be sprinkled on the robes. Exodus 29, verse 21. Take some of the blood on the altar, some of the anointing oil, sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, on his son and their garments. Then he and his son and their garments will be consecrated. There seems to be an allusion here to not only the person, but all that is them, all that is around them is somehow made holy or brought before God to belong to him. And so as it talks about here, oil on the head, the beard and the collar, perhaps the image here is that the priests and the robes, they're different and yet somehow integrated. As the oil is on the one, it spreads to the other. We, as followers of God today, are to be together in the church as people of God in that same sense. Different, for sure, yet integrated. The joy of one spreads to another. The grief of one spreads to the other. We share in everything, the good and the bad times. And that sharing unifies us all the more. Romans 12, 13 to 18. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. This is a great recipe for church unity. Might be a good idea to pray through Romans 12 if you're having difficulties in your relationships with somebody, or if your family group or your church are having difficulties. We are to be unified because we understand that we're all called to be priests of God. Well, tomorrow we'll go on to the next verse. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org. And I'd be very grateful if you could pop over to iTunes and look up MCCX and you'll find the podcasts there. And give us a review and some stars if you wouldn't mind. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.